BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday, here on Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. And we'll get spooky coming up a little bit later on in the hour. But right now, you know, on Halloween, everybody's thinking about candy and they're thinking about stuffing their face with things that they shouldn't eat, things that aren't really good for them. But we're also going to learn about some things that you can eat that are good for you as well, because we've got some new neighbors here right next to the WBSM studio, and they are joining us now. We have Siobhan and Ray from the Acai Spot. Did I say that correctly, Siobhan?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm going to get it down, I swear. So tell us about the business. Tell us about the Acai Spot.
Well, we have three locations. We have one in New Bedford, on Cushing Avenue by Viper Hospital. We have one in Middleborough on 91 Miller Street in Rock Village. And we just have one here. We do acai, which is a Brazilian superfruit. It's a sorbet. It's non-dairy. And it's really good for you. And it has been great. So we have a lot of gluten-free options for people. We deal with people that have a lot of allergies, so we're very allergy conscious, and we deal with people that come in. We put acai in shakes. We do our bowls. We're well known for our bowls around this area. I mean, we have people order bowls all the way to the Bourne Bridge. So
wow,
we're really happy as far as we've come. It's all, you know, it's fruit. It's not things that, like, as far as, you know, like sorbet has butter, gelato has butterfat, things like that. It's a very clean bowl that we serve. In fact, we also can blend things like pea protein in there. Acai really goes hand in hand with Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So we have a lot of people that come in from the gym in the morning. And it's a good bowl to have, because it's a bowl that you are not putting like toppings like friendlies and things like that. It's fruit, granola, things like that. Things that will keep you full, and it won't bog you down. And then we added a hot menu, so we have things like grilled chicken and healthy options. We don't fry. That's one thing we just don't. So if you're looking for a clean, healthy meal, we definitely can do that. We even have protein muffins, which are 90 grams of plant protein in a muffin. So we make them into one solid muffin, or we make them into five mini muffins. And some people like that instead of taking a shake, because shakes are like chalk sometimes. We have a lot of things like coconut and pineapple strawberry refreshers, which are like a clear drink that we top with coconut milk or green tea, which is people like to have those. We add fruit to them. And then we also make a protein shake that is clear, sort of like Isopure. So if people say, I don't like the chalky shake, I kind of stay away. We actually have a clear shake. So that's been very popular in the last few months.
And it really sounds like you're able to eat things that are good for you, but that will actually taste good too, which is, you know, a lot of people try to shy away from healthy eating because they say, I don't know, it just doesn't appeal to me as much. But it sounds like all of this is involving some very tasty ingredients.
Yes. My theory is if you can't pronounce it, don't put it in your body, because it's probably not a good thing. We shy away from things like sugar, alcohols, and things like that. We always ask people, like, what's your goal when you come in? I have many years background in nutrition. I deal with a lot of bariatric patients that have malabsorption issues. I deal with people who just come in from the gym and say, hey, I have like 45 minutes to get protein in my body. I tend to lean towards pea protein. Plant proteins are like the best because I found it to be a cleaner protein. However, we do have whey protein in shop, but I like it. You know, we bake with it. We just find overall when we look at the statistics, it's a cleaner one. It's easier for the body to break down. And we want to make sure that when you come in and you eat something, you're not taking a nap.
It's a good idea, yeah.
Your body's overloaded. And, you know, here's an example. If you went to the gym and then went to McDonald's, 45 minutes later, you're gonna wanna fall asleep.
I can tell you right now, I have issues myself, like sleep issues. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times just having food to begin with can make me feel sleepy. So anything that can keep me kind of mitigating that is helpful. So you mentioned that you have the three different locations, but Fairhaven is a new location for you. What's the response been like from the community to this new location?
Well, we opened up in the summer down the street by Mac Soda Bar, and we love Fairhaven. We thought about it because we opened our Middleboro in April, and I actually moved to Fairhaven from Nantucket in October of last year. And we're from Nantucket, and we wanted something that was the closest we could. So we bought our home on Schenectady. And I must say that I love the Fairhaven community. I've never seen anything like it other than home. And we are really happy to be here. We were shocked. The people are wonderful. So we stayed there, and we wanted to stay, and we tried out. We built the building up. And he said, wow, this is really great. We want a bigger place. So with that being said, we moved next to you, and we're your neighbors. And this is great. This is like a Nantucket with a little New York City on the side. It took a little bit. We have traffic lights and highways for my kids. But, you know, we like it. We're not going anywhere. And we love the community here. And one thing was that we blend sea moss drinks. And we cold press juice. The people are just so nice. I've never seen anything like it other than back home. So we've had a great response from Fairhaven. And it's not like when the store first opened. It's been a continuous thing to the point where they've even come to New Bedford if they see it closed. And right now we're waiting for the sign to change over here, and they're still coming to the door. So we're really happy to be here, and we're going to be here for a long time.
And I think that you will find that this community is very embracing. They love, you know, and I see it all the time because we've got a mixture in Fairhaven of chain places and mom and pop places. And when you put out a story about a new chain is opening up, people are like, oh, well, you should really just go to local places, shop mom and pop. So when they see somebody like yourselves, independent business owners, they say, that's the kind of person that I want to go and visit. And this might be something they've never had before, but they're going to come in and they're going to support you. And then they're going to realize how good it is. And they're going to come back again and again. And then I'm assuming you become part of people's everyday routine.
Yeah. Yeah, we painted our two dogs. So we have, our logo is two black schnauzers, and we painted it on the old building. And people were just fascinated by the dogs. They didn't know why the dogs were on the window. And those are our dogs. So people were asking, they were just like, what is this building? And is it a dog room? Like, nope, those are our dogs. You'll see them in here time to time. And they're our logo. So that was the first thing, because the building we were in, no one had been there for years. So people know the dogs. So sometimes, we have Amelia. We call her Amelia Wolfwolf. She's a black schnauzer. She wears a little bow tie, and you might see her. She'd be here or New Bedford. So people know her very well.
Well, I guess I'll look forward to having a dog in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. She's here.
And so speaking of dogs, you are launching an effort to help some local dogs. You were telling me about this, and it's a heartbreaking story, but it's great that people like yourself are coming to the rescue of these dogs.
Yeah, so I read the Taunton Gazette, and there was an article about an incident in Middleboro where the police were involved and the animal officer, and they took some dogs from a home, and the Middleboro animal shelter needed some help. And the volunteers were wonderful. I went on site. I actually spoke with the animal control officer and just said, hey, what do you need? I mean, volunteer-wise, I couldn't believe that they had women there taking dogs for walks. And He said, I just have a list of things. And I said, well, all right. I said, well, we campaign, you know, in the holiday time. So I have a middle row store. Would you like to be, you know, what we fundraise for? He said, absolutely. So for November and December, 20% of our proceeds will go to the Middleborough Animal Shelter in adoption. And also we have a box there. So if people want to drop off things for the shelter, they will go right to them. As well as in Fairhaven, we decided, I checked in over there. And let me tell you, I've never seen such an animal shelter in Fairhaven. So kept so well. And you guys have a really great animal officer there. Goes up and beyond. I mean, the animals are taken care of so well. Currently, they have two Great Danes for adoption, 2 and 4. And they look like horses back there. They really do. I hope they find a home.
Those are big dogs.
Yeah. The animal shelter there is full. There's only one kennel left open for like strays. And I really want to, I said, you know what? I have a Fairhaven store. I said, can we help? So we are doing the same thing for Fairhaven, the town of Fairhaven and the animal shelter. We're going to do 20% of our proceeds here from the Fairhaven store to the Fairhaven animal shelter. And as well, we're going to have a gift tree for the dogs. And we'll have that through December 31st in our Fairhaven store. And then New Bedford will have one similar for, we're going to give it proceeds. It's going to be a mixed because New Bedford's a little bigger. It's a different entity, so we'll donate to Pace, Lighthouse, the Animal Shelter, Forever Paws. And same thing, a gift tree, but that will have animals and a couple, you know, we'll have referrals from nonprofits that have, you know, families out there that need help. And we also will be assisting Marty's Meals. And they serve Christmas dinner and Thanksgiving dinner to New Bedford families.
So this is a chance to not only eat good, eat things that are good for you on top of that, and then also do good while you're doing it.
Yeah, and we do have fun. Don't let me mind you. Like Fairhaven, when you come in, we had ring toss. People would come by and didn't understand why people playing ring toss. New Bedford has a tiki bar in it. Yeah, I mean, and this summer, people were taking pictures by the tiki bar on the avenue. They didn't understand why it was there. You know, my staff are great.
But that's the thing is you get people interested, and then when they're caught on by something, and then they come in, they learn what you're all about, and then next thing you know, they become fans of the product.
Correct.
Do you find that, does it take convincing to get people to understand, you know, how, like what these different products can do for their body? I think we're so used to eating for, pleasure more than just necessarily what we get out of it, that people are surprised to learn the benefits of a lot of the different foods that are out there.
Well, people ask me, they'll come in and say, I don't know what this is. And I'll just say, well, let me stop you there. Before you even order something that you might not like, I'll let them sample the acai, because I don't want you to get something that you don't like. And you say, I hate that lady. I bought this bowl. Yeah, I could have went to Stop and Shop and grabbed some fruit. You know, that's not me. And I've never had someone say I don't like it. I just haven't. But people know what they like. So if it's coconut, they'll say, oh, yeah, I like coconut. So we'll, you know, give them a coconut. We have passion fruit, pineapple, different sorts of sorbets. But the acai is really that. And we also do, like, yogurt bowls, base bowls that will blend protein in. So it'll be like a protein yogurt. It all depends on, you know, what they like as a base. But, they'll say, well, I can't really have that. And then they'll say, because I had a gastric bypass. And I'll say, okay, let's figure it out. You got a bowl here, you need protein. All right, so let's blend this together. You can't really have that milk. You know about milk sugar. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know about that. So, you know, they'll be upfront and honest. So I've never really had, you know, an issue like that. Like, we have shakes to go. Not like a GNC lean shake, but we make our own acai shake in the morning. So we'll put the plant protein in. We'll put acai. We'll put some grain in it, like, you know, straight oats, you know, and they're fresh, and they shake them up and they're gone. We have grab and go meals. We have like a chicken bacon meal, and it's 300 calories, 35 grams of protein. We have a top sirloin one that we make ourselves. We have kind of like a yogurt parfait, but we don't do that because who knows if you want to dig the spoon in or if you don't like something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a triple triple yogurt. It's four squares, so it's mini chocolate chips. So if you want to cheat, you have the cheat box, and then you have almonds and then granola. And you can take a thing of peanut butter with you, you know, if you want to, you know, add it. It's up to you.
Because
mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to put that on a cup, and then you go, well, I like everything but this.
But the one thing, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then people say, can you make me one? And we'll say, absolutely. What would you like in it? So we do them right there. We'll put fruit in them. So we make them to go, like, made to order.
So it sounds like it's a great place to stop in for any meal. What are the hours?
9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
So you
Sundays we're open in the summer, but
you could really have three meals a day there.
Yeah. Yep.
And you will see me over there quite a bit because it sounds like there's some really good stuff. So before we let you go, because I got to go to the news here, but before we do that, tell everybody how they can follow along and not only learn about the products, but all these different efforts that you're making in the community.
Sure. So we have we're at Facebook page, the Acai Spot, and then our website is acaispotmb.com. But the Facebook, we're all over it. You know, we horse around on it. You'll see it. We're there, and you know, we're always in the stores. So, and we're on Middleborough, helping Middleborough. Wareham, helping Wareham. We're always on those sites.
But, I mean, those community groups are great because you really get to know the community in those. There's a great one in Fairhaven if you're not already part of that one, and you learn who your friends and neighbors are. But that's really the people that will come out and support you. So you know, you've put something up there, and you've got everybody from town coming in to take part in whatever effort you have going on. So thank you both for joining us, Siobhan, Ray, the SIE Spot right here next to us. And and if you go over there and get something, I want you to come by the window here and show off what you got as you walk by. Give me some ideas for what I can have for breakfast. All right, thank you both for joining us.
Thank
we got to take a break. We'll be
thank
back
you.
In just a few moments.
Thanks.
Strange in your neighborhood. You gonna call
Ghostbusters
if it's something weird and it don't look good? Who you gonna call
Ghostbusters?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
All right, I was letting that song play for a couple of reasons. One, I love it, and two, I'm trying this acai bowl, and I'm trying the one that's half acai, half coconut, and it is phenomenal. This is absolutely delicious, and I am going to be eating these all the time now, because as we said, not only is it good, it's good for you, and as somebody who, you know, has been on this health journey, this is, I just popped back. That was a ghost. Ghost popped it open. This is going to be perfect for me. And I couldn't ask for better neighbors. And I liked all the fun that they were talking about, too. We need that here in this plaza. And hopefully you'll come by and take part in all of that. We've got the news coming up in just a moment. On the other side of the news, I want to ask you, you know, and now that we've talked about healthy things for you to eat, I do want to go back to the candy just because it's Halloween. So don't think that we are going to abandon eating healthy. But I was asking the question, what's the best Halloween candy? And what's the worst Halloween candy? And I'm getting some pretty interesting suggestions for that. One of the things that I feel makes a great Halloween candy is it's got to be something that has, the Halloween version of it. That's why Reese's peanut butter cups are great, because they'll put out like the peanut butter cup bats, or, you know, you'll get like the Kit Kats with like the Halloween labeling on them. You know, they're just handing out like Hershey's Kisses. That's nice. You get a nice little bite of chocolate, but it doesn't kind of fit the theme. So I love when they fit the theme of the season, whether it be Halloween or Easter or Christmas or whatever it may be. But we are getting some more answers on our Facebook page, and you can drop your comments there if you'd like. I don't know what Palmer's crap chocolate is, but we got a vote for that. We have the best Reese's cup, worst Necco wafers, best Reese's pumpkins, worst Almond Joy, We also have best peanut butter cups, worst Smarties and Dots. Smarties I can get behind as being a worst candy. I don't hate them, but like I would be like if I got those on Halloween, I'd be like, oh, Smarties. But Dots, I love Dots. Dots are one of my favorite Halloween candies. Snickers is the best. Werther's is the worst. And I think that's everything we've got so far. But then I've also got, hold on, because I got some on my own page. And then Phil's waiting to do the news. But Phil, we got to talk about candy. It's Halloween. So I know I got a couple more votes I wanted to bring into the discussion. So another vote for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. We have another vote for Snickers as the best and candy corn as the worst. Candy corn is very good. I like candy corn. You can't eat a whole bunch of it because you'll get sick. But I like candy corn. And, you know, I never understood why it was called candy corn. It doesn't look like corn. I guess it kind of looks like corn niblets. But I was like, it's got the weird point. What is this? And then I saw the meme going around that explained why it looks like candy corn. And when you stack it all up, it looks like corn on the cob. Oh, I get it now. A couple of years ago when Brick was still open across the street here, candy corn pizza was all the rage. So we actually made a candy corn pizza. And we had them make one for us and we tried it. You can see the video on our YouTube channel. It was not great. It was okay. But candy corn on its own, I don't know why people hate it so much. I love it. All right, let's go to our very favorite trick-or-treat candy. Phil, I don't know. Phil's like, what are you talking about? Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom. Phil, I don't know either.
Trump and Harris in the final campaign stretch. A new number in the McDonald's E. coli outbreak. And how to avoid eating all that Halloween candy.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Election day is fast approaching, and the candidates are making their final stops. Donald Trump arrived to a Wisconsin campaign event in a MAGA-themed garbage truck.
And I have to begin by saying 250 million Americans are not garbage.
Trump rode the truck in an effort to draw attention to comments made by President Biden, who called Trump's supporters garbage. Those remarks were in response to remarks about Puerto Rico made by a comic at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally. Kamala Harris was on the campaign trail, also in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
As president, I pledge to seek common ground and common sense solutions to the challenges you face. I am not looking to score political points. I am looking to make progress.
The vice president hosted a rally in Madison, saying it was good to be back in the town where she spent several years of her childhood. Biden will be at the next presidential inauguration. That's according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. During Wednesday's press briefing, Jean-Pierre said the president believes in the peaceful transfer of power. The U.S. military conducted several strikes on ISIS camps in Syria this week. It reported the strikes conducted on Monday resulted in the deaths of nearly three dozen ISIS operatives. Senior ISIS leaders were the targets of the airstrikes. The number of people infected from the McDonald's Quarter Pounder E. coli outbreak has risen to 90. Brian Shook with the details.
The CDC says 27 have been hospitalized and one person was killed as a result. Two more people developed a serious condition that can cause kidney failure. The outbreak was first reported on October 22nd and has affected 13 states. Colorado has the highest number of infections with 29 people sickened. I'm Brian Shook.
A hearing to decide the fate of the Menendez brothers is set for December. TMZ reports a judge will make a decision on that day that could see Eric and Lyle walk free immediately. The brothers were convicted of fatally shooting their parents in 1989, claiming it was out of fear of abuse. House Speaker Mike Johnson denying that he wants to repeal Obamacare. The Louisiana Republican told The Hill that despite Vice President Harris's campaign referring to comments he made at a campaign stop, he never said he wanted to end Obamacare. And it's safe to say Halloween is not a big day for health. Bree Tennis with the better choice from the candy dish.
The problem with sugar is it makes you crave more sugar, but it's the component that makes everything good. Everyday Health says to satisfy that craving and not fall into a sugar coma this Halloween, reach for smaller portions. Dark chocolate has antioxidants and anything with nuts because nuts boost protein. The reality is you probably won't because Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is the number one selling candy for a reason.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics lost to the Indiana Pacers in overtime, 135-132. They head to Charlotte to play the Hornets on Friday. Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes tonight at 7, and the Patriots and Tennessee Titans on Sunday afternoon.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Getting up to about 80 degrees on the South Coast today to finish out October. Nice day for Halloween. Should be nice and comfortable for trick-or-treaters tonight. Still warm on Friday. A cold front bringing light showers early in the day and cooler air for the first week of November back in the 50s. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
That's DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Nightmare on My Street from their album, He's the DJ, I'm the Rapper, which I think was 87. And so, or maybe 88. Now that I think about it, I think it was 88. So, but that song, from my understanding, was written to be, they were looking for a theme song for Nightmare on Elm Street, four. So they were looking for a theme song, so they wrote this song, and it was not selected. They instead went with the Fat Boys song about Freddy Krueger, but DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince still wanted to put this song out. But they didn't have the rights to use Freddy Krueger. So they couldn't get Robert Englund to do the voice in the song. So later on in the song, they have like a DJ Jazzy Jeff kind of synthesized version of Freddy. And I was so upset one day because I was playing this on my boombox on cassette. And the cassette kind of got caught up and it sped up a little bit. And I could hear when they sped up the Freddy voice, I was like, oh, that's just Jeff. That's just Jeff, like, changing his voice. And I was disappointed because I always thought it was actually Robert Englund that did it, but nope. So anyway, they put that song out anyway, and it became kind of their first hit. But it happened right before Parents Just Don't Understand, which was a bigger song, and then that kind of became what really launched them. But I love Nightmare on My Street. Great song. Of the days when rap songs could be fun and goofy. 508-996-0500. We were asking about your favorite Halloween candy, your least favorite Halloween candy. We have an intern who agrees that Necco wafers are terrible. What's the best Halloween candy, though? I haven't decided anything to put it on the microphone yet, so I got to do that. But what do you like the best? What's your favorite candy?
Skittles.
Taste the rainbow. So Skittles are a very good candy. I'm going to tell you something you can try, but if, like, anybody catches you doing this, I didn't tell you to do it. because it's a sugar rush like you wouldn't believe. Take some Skittles, drop them in the bottom of a Coke, and then drink that. We used to make that when we were kids, me and my siblings. We called it fruit soda. My dad would get so mad because we put it right in the 2-liter bottle. He'd be like, "You ruined the Coke." Like, no, we made it better. It can be. Don't drink too much of it. That's why I'm giving you the caveat that I didn't tell you about it. We were also talking about horror movies. And Dave in New Bedford says, a college friend of mine, a radio, television, and film major from Temple University, made one of those very low-budget horror films called Redneck Zombies in 1988. To my surprise, it can be viewed on the streaming app Freevee. He said it did well in Japan. I actually was able to rent it from a video store way back when. Not my jam, but pretty cool. And it is still out there for viewing. That's awesome. I'm going to say to anybody that hasn't seen that, then go check it out. I don't think I have, but who knows? I've watched a lot of those, you know, B-horror movies over the years. I can't remember one from the other until I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen this one. But that's what Halloween is about for me, you know. It doesn't matter if it's an Academy Award-winning film or not. I'm just going to watch something because it fits the theme of the day. And it can be a horror show, a horror movie. It can be listening to some old-time radio, some of the old horror episodes of old-time radio, which I would listen to any time of the year. But we actually did one time here on WBSM. We did an old-time radio show, a throwback, where we had actors in here, voice actors, well, you know, amateurs, but we were performing a play that was written by some local people for radio broadcast. And you can check that out on wherever you get your podcast from. Just look up Spooky South Coast Old Time Radio episode. And you'll be able to hear that in its entirety. But, you know, that's what it's about. My favorite Spooky South Coast Halloween moment was the first year we were ever actually on Halloween. So I want to say it was like 2009 or something. I forget exactly when we finally had a Saturday night that was a Halloween, or a Halloween that was a Saturday night. And I was trying to come up with something that we could do to kind of celebrate it. And we had been telling people, for lack of a better idea, that we were just going to come in and tell spooky ghost stories. That's what we were promoting it as for the weeks leading up to it. And I was like, we'll just find some on the internet and we'll try to tell them in a dramatic way. But I really couldn't think of anything else to do that would be, you know, special for Halloween. And on the morning of, we came up with an idea, just kind of BSing around, me and Matt Moniz and Matt Costa, just talking it out amongst ourselves at the diner. And we came up with the idea, since the original War of the Worlds radio broadcast happened on Halloween, and people believed that they were actually under alien invasion, we said, what if we did like an homage to War of the Worlds? And so we came in, and we didn't do much pre-planning ahead of time. We kind of laid out some story points of like what we wanted to follow from the original story, because we wanted the audience to be in on it. The intention wasn't to make people think it was real. The intention was to have people realize from the beginning it was an homage. But we were going to drop in little hints so that people would be like, oh, I get it. It's War of the Worlds. That's why this sounds familiar. And so we were talking about how, yes, there's an alien ship that's been seen in Grover's Mills, New Jersey. And, you know, there's people, and we had our friends who were actual real ufologists, like Peter Robbins, people who had been on the show before to talk about legitimate UFO cases. And we had them come on to be like, hey, guys, I think this is the real thing. And, you know, they were kind of playing along as well, which made it sound more credible. But also, we still thought that people were in on it. But as the show was going on, we realized, like, people were buying it. People thought there was an actual alien invasion going on, and they were wondering why they weren't seeing anything on mainstream news about it. And, you know, this is, you know, the early 2000s, so things are a little bit different than they are now. And so what we did is, at the end, we had no way to come out of it. We knew for the second hour we wanted to play the original War of the Worlds, which is in public domain, so we wanted to play that. And we needed to kind of transition from hour one into hour two to get into that. And we're just like on the fly making stuff up. Moniz didn't come in. He stayed home. And we said, all right, we're going to check in with Matt Moniz, because we were going to have him be on the phone from New Jersey anyway. And so we had him call in, and he's like, well, I'm here right now. The military is here. They're trying to keep us away. They were telling us we're getting too close to the scene. And next thing we know, we just hear machine gun fire. And we're like, Matt, what's going on? He's like, they are firing on us. I have to go. I have to hang. And he's like running away. And I was like, later on, I found out that he did it by, they turned on like Call of Duty on his PlayStation, and they were just playing, they were just having the gunfire. And that's how they got the sound effect in the background. I was like, that was genius. Because it even had me fooled. I was like, what's going on? Like, and then, again, we needed to transition into hour two. So we said, okay, I just started banging. What? There's somebody outside. There's three men in dark suits standing outside. What? You want me to go? I have to go out. Matt, I have to go outside. I was talking to Matt Costa. I was like, I have to go outside. They're motioning for me to go out. And then I just like, you know, I'm still in my seat. And Matt's like, Tim's going out there. They're talking to him. What? And he's like trying to narrate what he's seeing. And he goes, I don't get what you're, cut it. And then I'm like, Matt, they said we have to cut it. Cut the broadcast. And he goes, well, I don't have anything to put on. Like, no, just do it. Just go. Cut. They're coming in. We have to cut it off. And so then we just go dead silent for a second. And then he plays like the WBSM jingle for like three times in a row and then launches into the original War of the Worlds. And we start getting the phones start lighting up from people that are like, oh my God, you got us. Like, we didn't know what it was until we heard the War of the Worlds and then we put two and two together. I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest day in the history of my radio career. It'll never get better than this. Because I guess I pulled off a hoax without even meaning to. So anyway, you can hear that episode too. Look up Spooky South Coast, Spooky Ghost Stories. You'll find that podcast. All right, that'll be all the talk I will give you for promoting Spooky South Coast episodes this morning. But we will be back next month with new episodes, finally. So you can look forward to that. I've got to take a break, though. If you want to call in, 508-996-0500. If you want to send an app chat message, you can do that as well. We'll be back in just a few moments. Yeah, he was a popular guy. Who else had two rap songs about him in the 1980s? Freddy Krueger, that's who. So, this is a really good acai bowl. I'm really enjoying this. But also, I do like, when it comes to getting protein, having some delicious meat from the butcher shop. As I mentioned, I had some of their fantastic chicken wings last weekend, thanks to someone who brought them to me. They were fantastic. They were amazing. They were very big and meaty, and you should get some for yourself. They would be a perfect thing to have for Halloween night because you don't want to have to cook dinner tonight. You don't want to have to deal with breaking out the pots and pans, cooking up dinner, serving it, cleaning up, doing all the dishes while you've also got, you know, kids knocking on the door looking for candy. Or your own kids waiting for you to bring them out so they can get candy. So stop by the butcher shop and get something pre-made. That's still homemade because the Pinaretta family creates great dishes every day and they have them hot and ready to just scoop out and serve to you. So you can stop in for a great lunch or you can get dinner all taken care of. But if you are in the mood to cook, you can get some of their fantastic meats and other items that they have there to take home with fresh, high-quality ingredients and some of the best customer service around. Because at the butcher shop, they do treat you like family. They will treat you like you are part of their own family. And they will make sure that if you want it cut a certain way, you're going to get it cut a certain way. If they know you like something in particular, they're going to save that for you for when you come in. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop by. Let them take care of your Halloween night dinner. And I guarantee you, you'll have more time for the fun, for the festivities, and still have a full belly. All right. That is all the talk I will do about eating anything other than candy. We've talked about the SIE spot. We've talked about the butcher shop. Now it's time to just talk about candy for the rest of the hour. So let me know what candy you like for Halloween. What's your favorite? What's your least favorite? I think we've got a good mix here of things people don't like. Got a lot of different responses to that, but we've got a lot of votes for as a favorite Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And not surprising because it is the number one Halloween candy year in and year out. You know, you heard that earlier on the news, but that's been kind of an every year thing. I can't think of a year that I've been following along with that Reese's hasn't been the number one candy. But now more than ever, I think it's because they're so ubiquitous. They have them out every holiday. They have the different holiday versions. Well, just the Olympics, they just debuted Reese's Peanut Butter Cup medals, which, spoiler alert, were not metal. They were just in the shape of a medal. But those were pretty popular this summer. And by the way, Brian says, you know, you got to try the Unreal Peanut Butter Cups. I still haven't tried those, but I plan to. But the variety that we've gotten of some of the worst ones, and every one of them I see and I read it and I say, oh, you're right, those are the worst. And then I see a different one, I'm like, no, you're right, that's the worst. But yes, black licorice, terrible. Black licorice does not even deserve to be called the candy. And then Smarties, not great for Halloween. They're kind of one of those things where when you got smart, like when your teacher gave you Smarties in school, that then it was a good candy. But when you, or if you got it like in a grab bag, yeah, you would eat it. But if somebody just said, here, I've got some candy for you, and they handed you Smarties, you'd be like, I thought you said you were giving me candy. This is like medicine. Necco wafers, those don't even deserve to be called food, let alone candy.
Shut your mouth.
And, oh, I think we've got a Necco wafer fan here. He's furiously digging through his bag, folks. He's got a giant roll of Necco wafers. Yeah. The chocolate ones aren't so bad, but the regular ones, oh my God.
I love Necco wafers.
You do?
I'm like your grandfather.
I was going to say, like, were you punished as a kid? Did you have to eat a lot of soap as a child because you had a bad, because now it's ruined your sense of taste? Oh, you know what it is? It's the COVID. The COVID ruined all sense of taste, so you think Necco wafers are good.
I like those. It reminds me of bringing candy to CCD class.
I was going to say, yeah. Do you want a little, you know, sacrificial wine to go with that? Sacramental wine? So anyway, yeah, not a great candy. Certainly not something you want to hand out on Halloween.
No, no.
You know what's a hidden hero of Halloween, though? And you don't get it enough, Rolo. Rolo is a hell of a thing to give. You want to give away a roll of something? Make it a Rolo. All right, I got to take one final break. We'll be right back. All right, that is going to do it for me for today.